Highbridge Audio presents American Sucker by David Denby. Read for you by Dennis Boutsakaris.
Part 1. The Year 2000. Making Money. Chapter 1. Speeding. Quarterly Report, January 1st, 2000. Cumulative Net Gain, Loss, Zero. Sometime in early January 2000, I became aware that I was jabbering. I was on the phone in my little study at home on West End Avenue in Manhattan, and speaking as breathlessly as a cattle auctioneer in full cry, jumping over verbal fences, mashing participles, dropping qualifiers. I was talking to an old friend about movies, and I said something like this: "Movie people think platforming works only with quality word of mouth and slow-building 3-4 million a week pictures in which buzz rolls into multiple viewings, like The English Patient or Shakespeare." I had trouble saying one thing at a time. I had to say two things, or three, tucking statistics into my words as I talked, and I seemed to be grouping ideas or pieces of information rhythmically, by association rather than by cause and effect. As I hung up, I wondered, who is this nut, gathering and expelling information in charged little clumps like a website spilling bytes? Babbling brook behavior is common among journalists and also perhaps among ambitious New Yorkers who like to imagine that they are moving on a fast track leading somewhere, to the best table in heaven, perhaps. In part, the habit may be regional and occupational. Certainly the tempo of Al Gore's discourse, a procession of potted palms thudding across a wide desert, drove me crazy in that election year. But then it seemed to drive everyone crazy, even people from the South and the West, so region may have very little to do with it after all. And